Captain was heard above the tumult shouting, "Lower away the boats! We are lost!" Throughout the night, my wife and I maintained our prayerful watch, dreading at every fresh sound some fatal change in the position of the wreck. At length, the faint dawn of day appeared. The long, weary night was over, and with thankful hearts we perceived that the gale had begun to moderate. Blue sky was seen above us, and the lovely hues of sunrise adorned the eastern horizon. I aroused the boys, and we assembled on the remaining portion of the deck, when they, to their surprise, discovered that no one else was on board.
"Hello, Papa. What has become of everybody? Are the sailors gone? Have they taken away the boats? Oh, Papa, why did they leave us behind? What can we do by ourselves?"
"My good children," I replied, "we must not despair, although we seem deserted. See how those whose skill and good faith we depended have left us cruelly to our fate in the hour of danger.
God will never do so. He has not forsaken us, and we will trust him still.
Only let us bestir ourselves, and each cheerily do his best.
Let each try to procure what will be of most use to us."
Fritz brought out a couple of guns, shot belt, powder flasks, and